Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's an article saying that eating well and exercising may be as effective as treating depression by going to therapy. Andrew Tate, love him or hate him, has been saying that if you get depressed, just go out and lift some weights for the longest time. And I've also known that too. But therapy and antidepressants are far more profitable for doctors, so the last thing your therapist is going to do is tell you to get in shape and clean up your diet. Up next, having kids may make you more conservative. Of course it does. You can't take as many sexual and financial risks, so you become more conservative for the sake of your children. Here's another article that states the obvious. We all know that liberals have less kids, and married women especially, when they get married, tend to vote conservative. When you have a vested interest in the future through your children, you focus on the future beyond your own lifespan. Number three, someone asks, who do you think is happy? The leftist feminists or the married conservative women? Who cares? Both are trying to control men. One through cooking in her cooch, and the other through politics and DEI. Besides, I've never met a happy woman in my entire life. I don't know about happiness, but I can tell you which one smells better. The one on the top right. The better question to ask is, which of these women is more mentally stable? Moving on, if you want to see the future of the West, then all you need to do is look at South Africa, where there are 28 million people on government grants, but only 7.4 million taxpayers. Eventually, they'll have hyperinflation and only the productive will be somewhat well off, and most of those will be white. This is going to happen to Canada, New Zealand, America, and so many other Western countries unless they change course. Number five, is this the evolution of feminism, or is it the de-evolution of women? First, they wanted to vote and control bars by shutting down their liquor licenses, and now they want to sleep with anyone they want without consequence and continue to have abortions on tap. If women were in charge of our society, then it would turn into one that resembles the bonobo ape species, where the main focus is sex and everything else is forgotten. Up next, the biggest roadblock to the economic advancement of the middle class is that one-third of their money is confiscated through taxes. Actually, here in Canada, it's closer to 50 or 60%, with carbon and sales taxes. Add in the inflation tax into the mix, and it's probably closer to two-thirds of your annual earnings. The new American dream is merely to survive and no longer buy a house and have a family, which are things that have become completely unaffordable. Number seven, they say that nurses are more likely to cheat on their significant other. But what we should be asking is, why do they cheat so much in the first place? Is it because they walk around in pajamas all day offering easy access or something? Is it the high status doctors in the job? Is it the unlimited supply of beds in hospitals or the lube and wipes? But I think that female guards in male prisons probably have it the best. My final answer is, they're surrounded by rich doctors. Moving on, this migrant who ended his victim the way Mel Gibson's character was ended in Braveheart could avoid deportation, because the court says he'll probably just come back from Somalia. Maybe the German justice system should reintroduce capital punishment or something. But unfortunately that won't happen, because the last time Germany did something like that, the whole world came down on them. Do you think this poster is racist? Basically that the Sahara Desert and oceans on the other three sides keep the Africans in. Number nine, a study finds that 100% of men would immediately leave their desk jobs if asked to embark on a transarctic expedition in a big wooden ship. I would leave if we somehow discovered a new continent in the middle of the Pacific. Or if I could get on a spacecraft and go to some M-class planet in another solar system or explore the galaxy. I'm sure most guys would get on Elon Musk's ship and head to other worlds in the solar system, even though they'd have to live indoors for the rest of their lives. Up next, Angel Reese pays $8,000 a month for rent and reveals that playing for the WNBA can't pay her bills, and she's living beyond her means. Then get a cheaper apartment then. On a side note, Toronto just got a WNBA team, and now have to see posters of female basketball players all over the city. As for Angel, it's not that she doesn't make enough money. It's that she can't manage her money for shits. Spending almost six figures a year in rent is irresponsible. Number 11, Mr. Anonymous says that it's been 26 years since the last commercial for Mug's Root Beer, and everyone knows it and sales have not decreased. Mr. Anonymous wonders why companies that already have brand recognition waste billions on advertising. You know, it's for the young people or those who are new to the country. The ads are there to also make work for some female marketing manager so she can have a job. Moving on, forget about makeup, just look at the lies Instagram filters are projecting. Now every woman can be a 10 online. Also, a startup company has now unlocked dreaming and collective dreams. It's called REM Space, and I'm guessing we're going to build a matrix in our dreams where everyone will be beautiful and be able to bang each other. You know it's coming. As for this Instagram technology, it's also being used in live streams, so beware. It's not called InstaScam for nothing. Number 13 is the difference between how lesbians look in the movies versus how they look in real life. By the way, isn't that Mark Cuban? Or is it just Rosie O'Donnell looking kinda rough? If it is Cuban, he'll be Keith Olbermann in no time. Maybe it could also be Rachel Maddow. The resemblance is uncanny, but I'm sure that AI can do better than this. Here's an image that we could all get behind. Actually, you don't want to get behind that. Up next, someone gives a young woman advice saying she shouldn't waste her most fertile years pursuing her master's degree and to find a husband and get married instead. That she should get married as a debt-free virgin with no tattoos. I agree. Women should have kids first and then in their late 20s go to university and get a degree and join the workforce. They'll have better odds of marrying the chat of their dreams at the peak of their beauty, instead of sifting through chud crumbs later. Number 15, it's a tragedy what's happening to women these days. They're turning themselves into soy jacks. Now she looks like an Epstein client. This individual went from being a short-haired woman to an overweight and balding man with a goatee. I'm 46, and I don't look this old. I guess that's what happens to women when they go from playing life on easy mode to hard mode. They also activated the male pattern baldness gene, it seems. Moving on, trans women are upset because this man is only pretending to be trans to mock them. He's pretending to be someone who's pretending to be someone else. Oh, the irony. Yes, a lot of men pretending to be women are upset with a man pretending to pretend to be a woman. They aren't angry that he's pretending. They're angry because he's pretending for the so-called wrong reason. Why do you think that the transmaxing community pisses off so many trans people? Because it's about taking advantage of the game for themselves. Number 17, why are more people not talking about this? That single mothers raise school shooters. The 26 out of the 27 deadliest mass incidents were caused by males that grew up in homes without a father. We need to have people start calling for single mother control instead of boomstick control. It's not just this, but 70% of inmates, as well as juvenile offenders, drug addicts, and high school dropouts, are all raised by single moms. Single mothers are a menace. Up next, this woman is upset because someone says that doing OnlyFans content isn't a real job. She says, okay, then how did she buy her first apartment at the age of 19 then? Being an online prostitute is a job and the oldest occupation in the world. It's just one that exploits simps and weak men. This woman is screwed when it comes to relationships, though, and marriage, because it's going to be impossible to find a man that earns more than she does and wants to date an online slewer. Number 19, Australia's birth rate hits rock bottom at 1.5. Those are rookie numbers compared to many other countries. For example, Canada says, hold my Molson Canadian beer, as it now has a fertility rate of 1.29, which is around the numbers of Italy and Japan. That's with record immigration. It's probably below one with white Canadians. Wait until the lover bots show up and make relationships obsolete. And when AI takes a huge chunk of the population's jobs. Plus the cost of living will also go up. Having a family in the future will be an elite thing. Moving on, this guy was bored dating women on dating apps, so he changed his filter to men. And he's straight but wanted to see what would happen. Within 10 minutes, he had multiple dudes telling him how handsome he was, asking him out on dates. He just doesn't understand why it's not like that with women. Well, it would be if he was a chad and not a chud. Sure, it must be a nice ego boost, but the idea of being with a man makes me want to throw up as a straight man. Now you see why many straight men transition into female appearance and hit on lesbians. Number 21, men aren't giving women CPR these days because they're afraid to touch their boobies and then have false allegations thrown their way for trying to save their lives. And I'm sure that feminists will fight back against us by suing men they refuse to provide CPR. Men can't win when women are out to get us one way or another. Up next, even with falling fertility rates in the West, countries will follow the lead of Italy and ban the use of surrogacy as a strategy for procreation. It's a €1 million fine and 2 years in prison if you pay for surrogacy outside of Italy if you're a citizen. Italy has doomed itself. Women are willing to throw the entire species under the bus to maintain their monopoly on reproduction. The ban isn't just for same-sex couples. It's for everyone. Number 23 Anna says that feminism is a long con by the patriarchy to allow men to take their final form as stay-at-home gamers, by convincing women to take on career responsibilities as liberating and empowering. Oh no, it looks like they figured out our plan. Time to go to backup plan B, where we start buying them tons and tons of chocolate and sweets so they get so fat they aren't able to talk about our plans anymore. Moving on, an evil Venezuelan migrant super gang has taken over 4 apartment complexes in San Antonio, Texas. These are the people the Democrats are letting into America, so they can get even more votes. They aren't just a gang, but are actually a paramilitary group. But it's all right, though, because they're only taking over a handful of apartments in every major city. I'd like to see what corporate landlords like BlackRock are going to be doing about this. Number 25 and the last one, this fatty shed the weight. But why was she so fat in the first place? Probably because she got married and let herself go. The picture on the right is most likely her now that she's single. I also thought her chesticles were hanging out of her shirt, but that's just a belly roll. The before image is also probably what she looked like while she was in college, brainwashed by gender studies courses. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.